弟兄姐妹们，主里平安。Peace to brothers and sisters。让我们继续就是用我们的祷告，用我们的感恩来敬拜我们的神。
Let us continue in our worship with our prayers and with our thanksgiving。
我希望大家一样的就是可以在听就是神的话语之前，我们一起来献上感恩的祷告。
I hope that we can offer a thanksgiving prayer before we hear the word of God。
如果你有那一方面，你想说弟兄姐妹有需要你在祷告当中纪念的，我们在这个时候也可以为他们祷告。
If you have need, we want to pray about it. We can pray at this time。
那么这个是很热的一个周末。
This is a very hot weekend。
那么好多事情发生不在我们的这个就是预料里面。
Many things happen that are beyond our expectations。
从我们 Colorado 的火烧的情形到 Virginia 那一边的那个风雨暴风雨的情况。
From the fire in Colorado and the storm in Virginia。
很多事情发生在我们自己的身上。
Many things happen to ourselves too。
我们怎么样预备我们自己来依靠我们的神
？How do we prepare ourselves to rely on our God？
差不多五个小时之前，在 Kenya 的两个教会被炸。
In Kenya, two churches were bombed 5 hours ago.
一间就是非洲内地教会。
One was the African Inland Mission.
五个人进去开枪，然后用炸弹来炸。
Several people went in and shoot and then blew up the place.
当场就死了十个人。
10 people perished.
31个人受伤。
More than 30 were wounded.
另外两个枪手就到了旁边的那个天主教礼拜堂里面去。
And two other gunmen went to the Catholic church and next door.
现在已经16个人。
And 16 people died so far.
我每一次就是心情很重。
Each time I hear about this, I have a heavy heart.
因为这些都是我们在神国里面的家庭的人。
These are within the family, within the kingdom of God, these are fellow family members.
所以我们今天来到这里能够很安全很舒服的敬拜神，我们不要以为是理所当然的。
So don't take it for granted that we can be here in safety to worship our God.
我们的心要开出来让看这个世界的需要。
We need to open up our hearts so that we can see the needs of the world.
所以让我们一起就有一些时间一起来祷告。
Let us have some time of prayer.
我们祷告的时候先数算神的恩典。
As we pray, we'll count our blessings first.
我们祷告的时候求神帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
不要只做一个基督徒。
Not just be a Christian.
乃是做一个愿意心灵被神改变的一个基督徒。
Be a Christian who is willing to be transformed, his heart and spirit be transformed by God.
愿意听到神的话语就按着神的教导来，就是做一个按神合神心意的基督徒。
Willing to be a doer of the work that can be one who is pleasing in the sight of God.
所以我们愿意一点时间一起来祷告。
So let us pray.
每一个弟兄姐妹有声无声的祷告。
Each one can pray either silently or audibly.
然后我会做带领祷告。
And then Pastor Wong will close prayer.
天父上帝，我们今天来到你面前，有心上感恩，献上赞美。说我们实在感觉到我们不配，因为很多的时候我们在舒服的环境当中忘记了主你自己的儿女们在世界各地他们所遭遇所受到的逼迫。求主你自己使儿女随带领我们帮助我们，让我们诚诚恳恳地做主你自己的儿女来跟随主。求主你自己恩待帮助我们，懂得怎样来求神赦免，求神自己原谅我们。就我们弟兄姐妹当中有重担的，求圣灵这个时候你就在当中工作，你向我们讲话。我们感谢主，赞美主，主啊，把一切交在你的手中，的荣耀归主你自己的圣灵。感谢主， 天父上帝，我们今天早上又来敬拜你。
Heavenly Father, this morning we come before you to worship you.
因为即使世界有很多不如意的事情
，Even though many things do not go our way in the world.
但是你自己远远坐在宝座上为王。
Yet you are the sovereign king, high on the throne.
你是唯一值得我们来敬拜的神。
You are the only one worthy of our worship.
所以我们用这个清洁的心，愿主你自己真理的心来到你面前敬拜主。
So we come before you in intimacy. We come and worship you.
愿意主你自己悦纳我们在你面前的敬拜。
May our worship be pleasing and acceptable in your sight.
主啊，我们也求你赦免我们。
Lord, please also forgive us.
因为我们人类很容易就转向不讨神喜悦的行为或者思想。
Because you have done many things that are not pleasing in your sight, and you have thoughts that are not pleasing.
求主今天早上，你自己的圣灵就在我们心中来光照我们。
May your Holy Spirit shed your light among us.
主啊，你自己也帮助我们当中很多的弟兄姐妹有重担的。
God help us, brothers and sisters, many of us have heavy burdens.
让我们能够真的抬头仰望我们的主。
Please help us so that we can lift up our heads so that we can see our Lord.
让我们学习来依靠我们的主。
So that we can learn to rely on our Lord.
让我们学习把重担放在神你自己的脚前。
So that we can set our burdens before your feet.
主啊，我们今天早上特别求你的。
Lord, we especially come before you and plead.
就向我们讲话。
Please speak to us.
很多的时候我们以为我们已经相信你了，我们对于神你的话语我们就很马虎。
We thought we have already believed, so we are not very serious about your words.
我们并没有预备心，听你的话语就改变我们的生命。
We have not prepared to listen to your words to transform our lives.
求主今天早上向我们讲话。
Lord, please speak to us this morning.
我们将感谢祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
This we pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 那今天早上愿意跟大家一起来思想扫罗的事情。
This morning we want to talk about Saul.
那么上个星期的时候我们谈到大卫。
Last Sunday we talk about David.
那么下一次呢，7月15号我跟大家讲到大卫跟他儿子亚沙龙的事情。
Next time it will be July 15th. Pastor Wong will talk about David and his son Absalom.
那么上个星期我开始的时候就说神给我们两个东西。
Last week I started by saying that God has given us two things.
第一件事情就是给我们一件外衣，像以耶稣基督以衣服来穿上去的。
One thing is that he given us an outer garment that the Lord Jesus Christ so that we can put him on.
第二件事情就是神给我们一个种子。
Number two is a seed.
这个种子种在我们生命当中，然后发芽，就是生根。
This seed is planted in our lives so that they can germinate and take root.
那么这个发芽生根呢，就使我们越来越像我们的神。
This taking root and growing up is so that we can be more and more like our God.
所以上个星期的信息主要就讲到大卫怎么样让这颗种子一直在他生命当中长大。
Last Sunday's message was about how David allowed this seed to grow and mature in his life.
但是今天的信息呢，就讲到扫罗。
But today's message we talk about Saul.
他就满足于穿上外衣。
Saul was happy, was content with putting on the outer garment.
但是就不愿意让种子在生命当中长大。
But he was not willing to allow the seed to grow in his life.
他不愿意神在他生命当中做改变。
He was not willing to let God change his life.
所以他就用他自己本来的面貌来过他的一生。
So he lived his life as his old self.
让他的旧生命来左右他的一生。
And his old self was influencing his decisions in his life.
那么以致他的一生呢，最后结局的时候就成为一个很大的失败。
And his entire life was like that, and he ended up a tragedy and a failure.
我们今天看到扫罗的时候，大家知道扫罗的故事很长，很多事情要讲。
We are going to talk about Saul. You all know that Saul has a lot of stories and it's a lengthy story.
但是我只跟大家提到几样事情。
But I'll only highlight a few items.
第一样事情我就提到说扫罗是一个怎样的人。
I want to start out by saying that what kind of person is Saul.
那么扫罗呢，就是其实呢，他有很多好的地方。
Saul has a lot of things that is good.
那么当神听到以色列百姓在呼喊需要一位神，那一位王的时候。
When God heard that the Israelites was calling upon God to give them a king.
就经文的记载就类似创世纪那个出埃及记第二章的结束。
The passage was like what was in Exodus 2.
因为以色列百姓受了很多的苦难。
The Israelites were oppressed.
他们对于神的信心开始摇动到很厉害。
Their faith in God was shaking.
他们需要一位国王来拯救他们。
They wanted to have a king to save them.
所以呢出埃及记第三章神就差派摩西。
So Exodus chapter 3, God sent Moses.
那么在撒母耳记上的时候，第十章的时候，神就差派那个扫罗来做拯救的工作。
In Samuel 10, God sent Samuel.
当然，这件事情本身神不喜欢的。
Of course, this was something that God was not very pleased.
因为圣经里面一直讲说，神就是他选民的国王。
Because in the Bible, it was said that God is their king, the king of his chosen people.
那么他们不要了神，又选择一个人。
They did not want God, they want a man.
那么神 警告过他们之后，就为他们设立了这个扫罗做国王。
After God gave them warning, God set for them Saul to be the king.
圣经里面讲到扫罗的时候，那个形容词句都非常好的。
When the Bible talks about Saul, there's a lot of good adjectives, good descriptions.
他这个外表很好。
He was a good appearance.
一表人才。
He was handsome.
那么人缘也很好。
He was very sociable.
那么他这个家庭呢也很谦卑。
And the family was very humble.
那么就算他最后被选的时候，他还躲起来。
When he was chosen, he was also hiding himself.
他认为说他自己不够资格。
He thought that he did not qualify.
那扫罗他自己本身有他很多好的地方。
Saul has a lot of good things.
那么他自己的一生里面成为第一个以色列的国王。
In his life, he became the first king of the Israelites.
那么他把那么多支派的统一在一起。
He united all the tribes.
那么他自己本身呢也是很有能力的。
He himself was also very capable.
那么神呢，在这个撒母耳记上第十章第九节说，给他一颗新的心。
First Samuel, chapter 10, verse 9, God gave him a new heart.
那这一切的事情在讲明了扫罗不是一个就是普普通通或者神随便选一个人。
So was not just a common pick person, just got pick someone at random.
所以神选了扫罗，给他一个信心。
God has chosen Saul and has given him a new heart.
就像我们相信了耶稣，我们得到新的生命。
Just like you have believed in the Lord Jesus and you have been given a new life.
那么他就有了一个就新的生命，就穿上耶稣基督这个样式，就说他代表神。
And he has a new heart, so he has put on the image of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么他就成为以色列的拯救者。
He became the redeemer of the Israelites.
那么他的家庭背景也很不错。
And his family background was also pretty good.
但是呢，扫罗这个人呢，在圣经当中记载。
But according to the records in the scriptures,
第撒母耳记上第十三章第一节就讲了一件事情。
First Samuel 13, that's the first incident.
他说做王两年。
He has become king for 2 years.
他一共做王40年的时间，但是呢，撒母耳记上十三章第一节说他做王两年。
He has been a king for decades, but then in that verse, he has become king for only 2 years at that time.
两年之后他就出问题了。
And he had started having problems at that time.
38年做坏皇帝。
38 years he was king.
使以色列国家就是受尽了一些的苦楚。
The Israelites suffered much under his reign.
那这个事情呢，是我看起来的时候心里面非常的难过。
I'm very saddened by this incident.
为什么一个像扫罗，神选他，神就是高他的一个人？
Why was it that someone saw he was chosen by God, he was anointed by God?
那只有两年的好表现呢？
He performed well for only 2 years.
38年到最后他死了，就38年的时间，他的一生实在是没有什么太多好的东西。
38 years, he did not, his life did not have a lot of good things to say about it.
我看这个事情的时候，开始心里面想一个问题。
Something that I was pondering in my heart.
我们每一个人神所创造的
each one of us is created by God.
我们这个人呢，这个我们人的这个良善的一面，好的一面呢，
there is a good side of us.
我们每个人都有的。
We all have that in our possession.
有的人很有爱心。
Some people are very loving.
有的人很有耐心。
Some people are very patient.
有的人很有智慧。
Some people are very wise.
有的人就很会帮助人家。
Some people are very good at helping others.
但是请你注意一件事情。
But please pay attention.
信耶稣之后，我们只是用我们自己从神那里所给我们有的那些好处。
After believing in Lord Jesus, if you only use the things that you originally had from God.
你可能只做两年愿了。
Maybe only last 2 years.
那过了之后，你发现了为什么我总是给出去没有进来的。
After that, you feel that how come I'm always giving, I did not get anything.
为什么我现在忍耐别人还是不能够欣赏的？
Why am I so being so patient, but yet people still do not appreciate?
为什么我这样有爱心，人家还是就是用不同的态度来看待我的？
Why is it that I'm so loving, but people still do not respond in kind?
那如果只是披上这个外衣的话。
If we only put on an outer garment,
我们做基督徒不会做太久。
As Christians, we do not last.
我们没有办法坚持到底。
We cannot persist to the end.
我们一定要学习披上外衣，有基督的样式之外呢，还要有那个神的种子在我们生命当中。
We must learn that after we put on the Lord Jesus Christ as the outer garment, we need to have the seed growing in our heart.
那个属灵生命在我们里面操练到一个地步，我们能够应付这个世界我们所面对的一切挑战。
That spiritual life can grow flow in our heart so that we can be disciplined and exercise so that we can face all the trials and tribulations that come to our
world.
Among all these people, God has chosen Saul.
扫罗这个人以人为本的好处长处只够两年任。
Saul had a lot of good things going on for him, but that only lasted for 2 years.
没有依靠神的话，那两年过后他就遭殃了。
Did not rely on God, and then 2 years later he got into trouble.
一直看到他不听神的命令.
We saw that he refused to obey.
就是在他的生命当中开始，就是对于那个种子，神要操练他那个种子，他起了反面的一个作用.
In his life, you can see that he has the negative reaction to the seed that God planted in his life.
2年之后，他就开始什么样呢？
After 2 years, what happened?
他嫉妒的生命就很明显出来了.
His jealousy came out.
他那个想杀人的那个意念就出来了。His
desire to murder also came out.
那恨人的那个心里很明显也出来了。
His hatred also became very evident.
他就开始表现出一个不可思议的一个好像不正常的皇帝那一种的态度。
He became someone incredibly, he seemed to be a very bad king.
那连孩子他都想杀了。
He was even to the point he was trying to kill his own son.
为什么扫罗这么快的时间里面从一个被神高的 神选了一个人，变成这样的一个很负面、很不讨神喜悦的人呢？
Why was it that in such short amount of time that Saul has changed from someone who was chosen by God to be someone that's so negative?
我答案就在我写的第二点这里。
This is point number two.
那爱神还是爱神所给的呢？
Did he love God or did he love what God is giving?
如果爱神的话，
If he loves God,
面对着很多的困难挑战的时候，他的态度是怎么样的呢？
When he was faced with difficulties and times challenges, what should be his attitude?
如果不爱神，只爱神所给的，
If he does not love God, but don't love what God is giving,
面对着一些困难挑战的时候，他的生命表现是怎么样呢？
When he encountered difficulties and challenges, what would his response be?
我们看到爱神的大卫是怎么样的反应？
We can see what happened to David, who loves God.
爱神的大卫，虽然扫罗拿起他的镖、他的枪来治他，就是要杀死他。
David, who loves God, even though Saul picked up a spear to try to kill him and threw the spear at him,
大卫立刻就想到，虽然要杀我的人那个人可能有问题，但是他是神所高的。
David thought about that. Even though that person might have a problem, he wanted to kill me, but that person was anointed by God.
他不喜欢这件事情。
He did not like this thing.
但是他爱神。
But he loved God.
所以他立刻就决定没有反应。
So he immediately chose to not respond.
立刻决定没有拿起那个枪来刺回去。
He has chosen that he did not pick up the spear and throw it back.
他一次又一次被追杀。
Time and time again, he was being shot after he tried to be killed.
甚至有的时候有机会来就是杀死扫罗。
And there were times that he had an opportunity to kill Saul.
但是大卫决定不要。
Yet David decided not to.
为什么不要呢？
Why did he not want to kill
Saul? 你读圣经的时候，你要知道大卫说这是神所高的人。
When you read the scriptures, you can see that David was saying that Saul was someone anointed by God.
那么他就尊重神的一个心意。
He respect the desire of God.
请大家记住，扫罗拿枪刺他或者扫罗追杀他的时候，大卫已经被高为国王了。
Saul was throwing a spear at him. Saul was going up to David's country, but at that time David was already anointed.
他从来没有说神已经高我，所以神已经给我，我有这个特权，你追我，你要杀我，我就可以报复。
He did not exert his authority. He said that God has already anointed me, so if you try to kill me, then I want to take revenge.
他爱神,
he loved God
多过一切,
more than any other thing.
那这就是为什么大卫后来被神称为合神心意的人。
That was why David later on was called a man after God's own heart.
为什么神最后选大卫？
Why did at the end God had chosen David?
让他在以色列的国度当中成为一个非常非常好的一个国王。
And he became a very very good king among the Israelites.
但是呢，爱神就是爱神所给的，超过爱神的话，会有怎样的一个结果呢？
What would be the result if someone loves what God is giving more than God himself?
你会发现到这个扫罗开始在出问题，因为大卫的出现呢。 他出问题的时候，第一件事情就是嫉妒了。You
will discover that when Saul, when David started being in Saul's presence, then Saul started with being jealousy.
那嫉妒的原因就是因为大卫杀死了哥利亚。
The reason of his jealousy was that David killed Goliath.
那么 大卫杀了哥利亚之后呢，有一批人就开始唱歌了。
After David killed Goliath, some people started singing.
就是说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
He said Saul killed thousands, but David killed tens of thousands.
圣经里面记载了两个反应。
There were two responses.
一个就是扫罗嫉妒。
Saul was jealous.
第二就是扫罗就是说，你们只剩下没有把国王这个王位给他了。
So he said, the only thing you have left, he said, you have not given him the kingdom.
在整个扫罗的思想当中。
In the mind of Saul,
嫉妒就是说，本来是我的，现在变成他的。
He was jealous. What was used to be him, now he became somebody else.
或者说是我的，那恐怕变成他的。
And then he was also worried about what is to him. It might become somebody else.
所以这一种的自我中心，以自己为最重要的这种思想。
His self-centeredness and his self-importance.
就是在信耶稣或者说属于神之后，他不愿意生命给神来改变。
Because someone that after believing in God Jesus not willing to be changed by the Lord Jesus，
那么就开始产生了这一种的恨，开始产生了这一种嫉妒，开始产生要杀人那个意念。
And it resulted in the hatred, resulted in jealousy, and then the desire to murder。
那么如果在这种的情况继续发展下去的话会怎么样的呢？
What is the consequence if this continue on?
我们就知道扫罗三十多年的时间就是要追杀大卫。
So went after David for more than 30 years.
那么他也企图杀掉他的儿子。
He almost killed his own son.
那这种的生命是非常的痛苦。
It is a very painful life.
因为几次当大卫说为什么你要杀我，
Many times David was saying why do you want to kill me?
那扫罗也不是一个坏到那么极点的人。
Saul was not someone who is so bad to the point that he did not have any conscience.
他两次最少很明显就讲说，大卫啊，我错了。
And two times Saul said that David, I'm wrong.
他不是没有人性的人。
He was not someone who was so bad.
但是他就不能够得胜。
But he could not have victory.
那这个是很痛苦的事情。
This is a very painful thing for him.
为什么很痛苦呢？
Why was it so such painful thing?
因为跟随神属于神。
Because he wants to follow God, he belongs to God.
但生命没有让神的灵来改变，来操练。
But his life was not disciplined by God. His life was not been transformed by God.
那怎么操练法呢？
What kind of exercise?
像上个星期我已经讲了
，Last week Pastor Wong was mentioned.
有一些点我再提一提。
I want to repeat some points.
你看大卫他的思想当中操练属灵的生命的过程是什么样？
So what is the process in David's life is spiritual life being exercised?
当他在那边弹琴来希望来帮助扫罗可以情绪比较好。
When he was playing the harp to try to make Saul feel better.
那么扫罗就决定要杀大卫。
Saul decided to kill David.
当扫罗把那个枪刺就是要刺杀大卫的时候。
When Saul was throwing the spear at David.
一般的人的反应就是说你这样对待我我也这样对待你。
Most people would respond say that you treat me this way I will respond in the same manner.
那不然的话还以为我好欺负的。
Otherwise you think that I'm someone that you can bully over.
那不然的话还以为说我这个人没立场呢。
Or maybe someone that I'm so too soft.
但是你知道大卫的思想当中立刻出现什么？
But in the mind of David something popped up right away.
那些思想不属于他的。
Those thoughts did not belong to David.
那些思想是神要他操练他属灵生命，成为一个讨神喜悦的人。
Those things were God put in his mind so that he want David to be disciplined, to be trained up to be someone who is after God's own heart.
他那个思想出现的时候
，When the thought came,
就是说宁可扫罗杀了我，我也不愿意像学扫罗那样的样子。
He said, rather if I die under the hand of Saul, I would not want to be someone like Saul.
就是这个操练很不容易的。
This is a difficult exercise.
他宁可他杀了我，我也不愿意变成像他一样。
He rather be killed than to be like the killer.
因为我要像耶稣基督，我不要像那个要追杀我的人。
I want to be like the Lord Jesus. I do not want to be like the one who is trying to kill me.
这个想起来很容易的。
It is easy to talk about it.
你几十年大卫就是因为坚持这样的立场而受苦。
But David suffered for this, for his ideal for many years.
但是大卫那一种的受苦本身虽然苦
，even though David suffered much physically,
扫罗追杀大卫那一种的苦呢，更苦了。
Saul suffered even more as he was trying to kill David.
这是很痛苦的事情。
This is great suffering.
大卫他自己一直在操练属灵生命的过程里面在想什么呢
？In the process of his spiritual exercise, what was David thinking?
安慰说我绝对不会学习那一些的行为，一个像扫罗那样成为一个发疯的国王。
So David was saying that he will not learn to be like someone like Saul, to be someone like a crazy king.
所以如果扫罗用枪来治他，
So if Saul was throwing a spear at him,
那大卫反过来又拿了那个枪来治回去。
If David were to pick up the sword, the spear and throw it back,
那么大卫跟扫罗有什么分别？
Then what's the difference between David and Saul?
大卫就绝对立志不像不做扫罗。
David has resolved to absolutely not become someone like Saul.
他立志不制枪，不制矛。
Resolved that he will not fight back.
他立志不让仇恨在他心中来持身起
来。Resolved to refuse to have hatred in his heart.
他立志不复仇。
He has resolved not to take revenge.
他说我现在不会，永远也不会。
He said, I am not going to revenge and I shall never revenge.
你知道这个话本身是从哪里来的吗？
Where does this come from?
就是第二次当大卫有机会杀扫罗的时候，
The second time when David had a chance to kill off Saul,
大卫的那个手下左右的其中一个就讲话了。
The followers of David was telling him,
他说今天神把扫罗交在你的手中。
Today God has given Saul into your hands.
已经追了你三十几年，要杀你三十几年，今天神把扫罗交在你的手中。
He has been going up to you, trying to kill you for more than 30 years, and now God has given Saul into your hands this day.
那么大卫怎么讲呢？
What did David say?
大卫就讲说，这个是神所高的。
David said, this is the anointed of God.
我永远不会就是用我的手来杀害神所高的。
I shall never lay the hand on someone who is anointed by God.
然后上个星期我在结束的时候也讲了。
At the time of closing, Pastor Wong said this.
当大卫跟他的手下对话的过程的时候，
Amongst a dialogue between David and his followers,
就说到说宁可他杀了我，我也不会报仇，我不愿意像他。
David said, even though he killed me, I am not going to take revenge.
他是神所高的，我不会因为他怎么对待我所有的报复。他说我永远不会这么做。
He was the anointed of God. I am not going to lay a hand on him.
你知道大卫当时有多少人跟他？
You remember how many people were following David at that time?
多少的人已经很多年没有住在一个有屋顶的地方了。
Many people the following for a long time, for many years, they did not have a home. They didn't have a shelter.
晚上睡觉的时候，如果能够找到一个石头来做枕头的话，已经是很好了。
They lived in the wilderness. If they can find a piece of rock to be the pillow, that would be good for them.
他们心里面是想大卫。你就是举手之劳把扫罗杀了。
They would be thinking that David, you just it's very easy for you just kill Saul.
那我们大家都可以回家了。
And all of us can go home.
我们大家都不需要在旷野这样过生活。
We no longer need to wander in the wilderness.
但是当大卫这样说，他永远不会这样对待他的仇人的时候。
But when David said that, he shall never lay a hand on God's anointed one.
所有他跟随他的人
，all those are following David.
心中就很深很深的一个感受。
They were very touched, moved in the heart.
他们就知道
，They knew,
我们可以一生一世的跟随大卫。
We can follow David all the days of our life.
因为他的心是这么样的爱神。
Because he has a heart for God.
因为他不会随便的来对待他的敌人，那么何况说他的跟随者呢
？He would not do bad things to his.His enemy,
所以很多跟随他的人在大卫之下，他们感觉到非常的就是平安，非常的满足。
So the followers of David feel very very secure.
那么上个星期我也讲了
，Last Sunday I said this.
天上的天使听到大卫这么讲的时候
，The angels in heaven heard David saying this.
他们都退到安静的地方
，They became quiet.
他们开始做梦。
They started to dream.
他们开始赞美神。
They started to praise God.
因为神终于找到一个可以重用的人。
Because God has found someone that God can use.
所以弟兄姐妹们，扫罗的成功跟失败在什么地方呢？
So brothers and sisters, you can see that what is it about Saul's success and failure?
如果你说扫罗有成功的地方，就是前面一点点时间。
If they saw his success is from the very beginning.
那么就是用扫罗他自己从神所给他的恩赐、才干、才能这一方面的表现。
Saul has a good point.From God's talents, what is given by God and His gifts from the beginning.
但是在属灵的道路上面，那个完全不够用。
But on his spiritual pilgrimage, it was not sufficient.
完全不能够依靠。
He could not rely on those things.
那么圣经当中怎么讲呢？
What did the scripture say?
就讲到说扫罗因为 他就是让仇恨，让这个就是嫉妒在他生命当中掌权的时候。
And so allow hatred and jealousy to take root in his life.
他的生命最后呢，就走向死亡，很凄惨的死亡的道路。
His life was heading towards death and tragedy.
那么他最后的这个死亡之前比较出名的一件事情，我今天跟大家一起分享一下。
Before Paul passed away, I want to share something with you all.
那么《撒母耳记上》第二十八章是圣经当中很出名的一章经文。
First Samuel chapter 28 is a familiar passage in the scriptures.
这一章的经文就讲说扫罗去找一个女巫。
They talk about that Saul was trying to seek the help of a medium.
去找招神问鬼的人。
To seek for someone who go into the spiritual things.
那么圣经里面就讲说扫罗为什么去找这个女巫呢？
Why did Saul went to look for this one thing called a witch?
撒母耳记上二十七章就讲说扫罗怎么祷告神都不理他了。
In 1 Samuel chapter 27, we were told that Paul did not get any response from God, no matter how hard he prayed.
这个基督徒祷告神不理了。
Christians have been praying, but God ignored the prayer.
神所选召的扫罗祷告神不理他了。
God has ignored the prayer of Saul, who was chosen by God.
那么扫罗问神说这个可以吗，那个可以吗，神就不理他了。
So ask God, can I do this, can I do that? He got no response at all.
为什么神不理他呢？
Why did God ignore Saul?
因为神曾经很多次跟他讲怎么做他不听了。
Because God told Saul specific instructions what to do, but Saul ignored God's instructions.
然后神就说随便你吧。
And God said, I'll let you be.
那随便你吧，其实呢就神就不理他，看你怎么做。
God let him be himself, and so God would just sit back.
但这是很痛苦的事情。
This is a very sad and painful thing.
那爸爸妈妈跟孩子讲说随便你吧。
Parents say to the child that do whatever you like.
你要回来就回来，不回来就不回来。
If you want to come back, that's fine. If you don't, that's okay.
你知道这个是很难的事，很难堪的一件事情。
This is a very terrible, a tragic thing.
很重的一个就是刑罚。
This is a very, very severe punishment.
就是你在我们家中已经没有了你这个人。
That means you are not recognized as anybody in the home, in the family.
这个扫罗心中非常非常的难受。
And Saul suffered much because of this.
但是在这里他并没有说有悔改的心。
But Saul, unfortunately, did not repent.
他就讲说我要一定要问清楚。
He said, I am going to find out an answer.
就知道我前面的路怎么样。
I want to find out the path ahead of me.
那扫罗做国王的时候已经讲好了这个交鬼的这些女巫的都要判死刑了。
During Saul's reign, he has already declared that all the mediums, the witchcraft, those who practice witchcraft, and they are going to be killed.
但是他还知道有谁在做这个交鬼是女巫的。
And he still knows that there's this one person who is a medium.
所以呢，第二十八章这里就讲了。
So chapter 28,
第三节开始就讲说撒母耳死了。
Starting verse 3, it talks about Samuel died already at that time.
那么第四节就讲说这个非利士人又来又打以色列人了。
Verse 4 talks about the Philistines is threatening the Israelites.
那第五节就讲说扫罗看见非利士人的这个军队的话就怕了，心中就发抖。
And then saw that the Philistines was attacking him, and he was afraid, he trembled.
那么第六节讲说扫罗就求问耶和华，求耶和华帮助他，没有回应。
In verse 6 it says that Saul inquired of the Lord, but there was no response.
然后第七节他就说他去找交鬼的。
So verse 7 Saul said that go find a medium.
我不知道我们当中有多少人熟悉交鬼的人。
Any one of us among you are familiar with mediums?
我印象很深。
I have a very deep impression.
因为我们东南亚有很多神庙，好像很多其他地方也是有。
Because in South Asia there's a lot of temples.
那么很多神庙呢，你就过门不进去，那你不知道里面发生什么事情。
A lot of temples, you go past it, you do not know what happened inside.
所以我是基督徒，我当然不进去了。
I'm a Christian, so of course I do not go into those temples.
但是有一次我不能不理了。
But one time I could not help it.
因为我的学生，主路学学生变成交鬼的人。
Because my Sunday school, one of my Sunday school students became a medium.
而且很灵了。
It was very good.
报纸登出来了。
And it was in the newspaper.
那么是很大篇的这个泄灵启事。
It was just a lot of coverage in the newspaper.
那 我这个事情不只是第一次讲了哈。
And of course I mentioned about this before. It's not the first time I mentioned it.
那么这个学生呢，我主务学学生才小我两岁。
This my Sunday school student only 2 years younger than myself.
我们在小学的时候，在乡下的地方啊，没有老师，所以我小学六年级就教四年级的学生。
In the village we did not have a lot of teachers, so I was a sixth grade. I taught someone in fourth grade.
所以我很小就开始教主务学。
So I started teaching Sunday school.
教什么？就教几首诗歌。
What I was teaching is those songs.
就讲一个圣经故事。
Talk about the story.
那么这个很容易讲嘛
easy for me to do.
那么我这位姓杨的这个学生呢，他竟然成为教鬼的人。
This Mr. Yang was my student. He became a medium.
他在一个神庙里面呢，变成一个很出香的一个人。
He was in temple and he had a lot of fame. He was well known.
那报纸登出来的就是说，谢明其实我家里面什么人病啊，很奇怪的病啊，那么整就是寻遍这个神医都不能够医得好，那么就去找了这个姓杨的这个我忘记他的这个名称是叫做什么，然后呢他开了一个药方，我这个家里病人就好了。
And in newspaper, it was reported that this person has illness and cannot be found any cure from any doctors and things. And then ended up seeing this Mr. Yang and who gave him a prescription and he ended up getting well.
我看到这个谢明骑士的时候
And when I saw this in newspaper,
我就一个星期不吃饭就祷告。
I fasted and prayed for 1 week.
我觉得不够力量，所以我找了另外一位弟兄来。
I felt that we were still within not enough power to find another brother.
我新找了一位姓吴的弟兄来。
Found a brother Wu.
我说一起祷告。
He said let us pray together.
因为一个星期之后我又去找他。
Because one day later I'm going to see Mr. Yang.
我不是真正的进食，其实我没有胃口了。
I wasn't actually fasting, but I just didn't have any appetite.
我就觉得怎么会有这样的事情。
How come this,
从小一起读圣经，一起在教会长大，他怎么去教鬼啊
？We studied Bible together, we grew up in the church. How come he became a medium?
那么后来我去找他
，Then I ended up I went and talked to him.
跟他谈了好多
，We talked for a long time.
我就开始用不同的角度眼光来看第二十八章
，From different perspective, I'm looking at chapter 28.
第二十八章这里讲什么呢
？What is it? It's recorded in chapter 28 of First Samuel.
第二十八章的时候，那么这个扫罗就去找这个妇人家交鬼的妇人家。
Saul was going to he find this lady who was a medium.
那么就跟他讲说第八节的下面一部分，求你用交鬼的法术将我所告诉你的死人为我招上来。
He said that consult a spirit for me and bring up for me the one.I name.
那妇人就对他说：“你知道扫罗从国中就是剪除交鬼的和行巫术的，你为何陷害我的性命使我死呢
？”But the woman said to him, "Surely you know what Saul had done. He had cut off the mediums and spiritists from the land. Why have you set a trap for my life to bring about my death?"
那第十节，扫罗向妇人指着耶和华起誓，还会指着耶和华起誓啊
？Saul, in verse ten, Saul swore to her by the Lord. He still swore to her by the Lord.
他说：“我指着远征耶和华起誓，你必不因这事受刑罚。
As surely as the Lord lives, you will not be punished for this."
哇，他厉害还是神厉害？
Who is more mighty?
神讲的话，扫罗可以说没事情。
What God has declared, God the Paul, I saw good and now.
那么妇人家第十一节就问他说：“我要为你招谁上来呢
？”Then verse 11, the woman asked, "Whom shall I bring up for you?"
扫罗回答说：“为我招撒母耳上来。
”Bring up Samuel, he said.
第十二节，妇人看见撒母耳，就大声。呼叫对扫罗说：“你是扫罗，为什么欺哄我呢
？”Verse 12, when the woman saw Samuel, she cried out at the top of her voice and said to Saul, "Why have you deceived me? You are Saul."
那国王就对妇人说：“不要惧怕，你看见了什么
？”The king said to her, "Don't be afraid. What do you see?"
那妇人家就对扫罗说：“我看见有神从地里上来。
”The woman said, "I see a spirit coming out of the ground."
那扫罗说：“他是怎样的形状
？”Saul asked, "What does he look like?"
妇人就说有一个老人上来身穿长衣
The woman said an old man wearing a robe is coming up
扫罗知道是撒母耳就去身伏脸伏在地下拜
Saul knew it was Samuel, and he bowed down and prostrated himself with his face to the ground.
第十五节，扫罗对撒母耳对扫罗说：“你为什么叫扰我，招我下来呢？”
Verse 15, Samuel said to Saul, "Why have you disturbed me by bringing me up?"
我们可以再读下去，下面还有一段的对话。
We could continue on the still dialogue.
我们在神学院的时候，时常就讨论。是不是真的扫罗上来了？
In the seminary, very often we discuss whether it was actually Samuel who was called up.
是不是真的撒母耳上来了？
Was it indeed Samuel who was coming up?
那么好像这个第一上来的人扫罗一听是怎么样，就知道是撒母耳。
It seems like by instinct, Saul knew that it was Samuel who came up.
那么第二呢？扫罗跟撒母耳讲话的时候，好像是撒母耳。
And then in the dialogue, it seems like seems to be Samuel.
那么最后呢，撒母耳跟扫罗说你啊，就是会死这个事情呢，也跟着很快就应验了。
And then at the end, as Samuel said that you are going to die soon, and this also happened shortly after that incident.
我因为跟着一些就是交鬼的那些人有了一些。谈话之后就做了一些深入的研究。
Since I had encountered with spiritists and mediums, I had did some research.
我不容易接纳这是真的撒母耳上来。
It is difficult for me to accept that it was indeed Samuel who came up.
我不容易接纳。
It's difficult to accept.
我不敢100% 讲，但是我不容易接纳。
I cannot 100%. I cannot deny this, but it's hard for me to accept.
第一
，Number one.
撒母耳在最后的时候避开不见扫罗了。
Samuel at the end of his life, he hid himself and tried to avoid Saul.
第二
，Number two，
人死了到阴间去，回来吗
？Someone who is dead and went to Hades, do they come back？
在路加福音第十六章讲到财主跟拉撒路的事情的时候
，In Luke 16 talk about the rich man and Lazarus.
就讲说财主说你请这个拉撒路用指头点一点凉水凉凉我的舌头那个耶稣在这个故事里当中就讲了他们中间有深渊连过去都不能够
The rich man was asking Abraham to allow Lazarus to dip some water so they can cool his tongue but he was told according to Jesus' parable he was told that there was a deep abyss between them nobody can go past
那第三同样一个故事里面这个财主就说你叫拉撒路就到这个人间去因为还有几位兄弟你通知他们一下
Number three and that basically the rich man asked Abraham to send Lazarus back because he had some brothers he wanted to give them warning so they do not go back to this place of torment
圣经虽然没有说他人不能够从阴间回到阳间但是呢这个事情不发生了
Even the Bible did not say that it cannot happen but it did not happen in the story
那么根据神不许可的事情，神不回答这个扫罗的话，扫罗既然可以叫交鬼的人来回答。
You see, if God refused to answer Saul, could Saul seek an answer by going through a medium?
如果神容许这件事情发生的话，那么我们祷告神不听的话，我们就找那些神庙里面的。
If God allows it to happen, then if you pray and if God doesn't answer, then we then can go to the temples and look for the medium to get God's answer.
因为好像去神庙里面就得到答案了。
It seems like went to go through the medium.
那神做事情的原则在什么地方呢
？What is the principle of God?
那么有的人说他最后真的死了。
Some people say that at the end, Paul indeed died. Saul indeed died.
那么其实他已经活太久了。
But Saul has lived too long, in fact, by that time.
弟兄姐妹们，我跟这些就是我的那个学生跟一些其他人谈的时候，每一次他们招神的时候
，each time they call upon God，
是我的曾祖父还是谁上来的时候
，or if they try to find someone to come up from that is my good grandfather or whoever，
他一形容全家人都知道这是我们的 grandpa。
When they make a description, the other person says this is my grandpa。
为什么？
Why?
在灵界里面，他们看的东西跟我们不一样。
Because in the spiritual realm, what they see is different from what we can see.
他们可以看到，就是说祖宗里面有人过世的时候，当时的情况，那么穿了什么衣服，那么都讲得清清楚楚。
In the spiritual realm, they could see what happened on the deathbed and what clothing they wear and all that. They could see clearly.
我今天就说扫罗他一直跟随神。
saw was someone who was going, who was following God.
外表上他说，神说不可以交鬼。
And on the surface, it said God, forbid someone to go to a medium.
内心当中，他一直都是想说，那个是另外一个可能性，找出路。
But in the back of his mind, he was thinking that is another alternative.
以致他最后神不回答他，撒母耳也不回答他，他就去找这个交鬼的了。
And then at the end, when God did not answer his prayers and Samuel had already left, then he sought the help of a medium.
神不许可这件事情。
God did not allow this thing to happen.
神没有说不许可交鬼的人讲什么或者看到什么。
God did not forbid what the medium has to say.
但是神不许可这件事情。
But God is not pleased with this what happened.
因为如果是神许可的话，那神办事情的原则在什么地方？
If God allowed this, if God's pleased with this happen, then where is God's principles?
弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
不要在我们的生命当中。生命的角落当中留了一个最后的一个可能性。
Don't leave an alternative in our life that is not pleasing.
就全心全意的跟随我们的神。
Give of your whole life everything to follow our God.
扫罗的失败就是因为他一开始就是愿他自己一点点有的长处来过他基督徒或者说属于神的生活。
The failure of Saul was that he tried to live his Christian life with some of the strengths that he had.
他并没有真的操练属灵的生命，把这个心中的恨，把心中的这些神不喜欢的东西除掉。
He did not go through his exercise and remove the hatred, the things that are not pleasing in the sight of God, to remove them from his life.
在他生命当中还是保留一点的迷信，或者说，如果神不听的话，我还有办法，我可以去找这些交鬼的人。
In his life, he still has reserved and saved something of mysticism, some kind of superstition that he might want to go through this venue.
我们求神帮助我们把那一切完全除掉。
We want to ask God to help us so that we can remove all of this.
我们看到太多太多基督徒因为祷告，因为好像神不听，那么他们开始想其他的办法。
We see too many Christians that they pray and God did not answer them. They try to find alternatives.
我今天早上我习惯了讲到之前我都有看一些文章。
This morning, it's my habit that I want to read some articles before my sermon.
在路易斯安那那边有一个监狱。
There was a prison in Louisiana,
叫做Angola 监狱。
And, prison Angola,
就是很严重的监狱。
It was a maximum security prison.
现在一共关了五千三百个犯人。
That's about 5,300 inmates.
那么他们最近呢演了一个话剧。
Recently they had a skit.
那个话剧4个小时
，4 hours long.
就讲到耶稣被钉十字架的话剧。
It was the Passion of Christ.
全部都是监狱里面的人演的。
The inmates, they were participating in the
剧本是英国写的
，and they was written the it was written by someone from England.
那么监狱里面大概有1200到1500的基督徒，现在已经有那么多人信耶稣。
There were about 1200 to 1500 Christians. So many have believed in the Lord already by now.
有两个人争取演玛利亚。
Two people try to play the role of Mary.
一个是柬埔寨的人的一个少女，27岁，不是少女，27岁。
One is someone from Cambodia, 27 years old.
他就演他生耶稣的时候那个那一幕。
She play Mary at the birth of Christ.
那么另外一个呢，争取是美国人，就争取要演耶稣最后就是上十字架的时候。他这个妈妈在十字架下面的那一幕。
Another person wanted to play the Mary who was next to the cross after Jesus was on the cross.
那前面27岁那个已经信耶稣了。
So the 27-year-old who was believing the Lord Jesus already.
41岁那一个呢，就是美国人呢，他还没有信耶稣。
The 41-year-old who played the other Mary who was at the feet of Jesus on the cross, she did not believe in Jesus yet.
他里面怎么讲呢
？What is that this article?
那两个人为什么要争取演这个呢
？Why did these two people fight over trying to play the role of Mary?
他们只有一句话。
That's one sentence.
他说 ：“I want to touch Jesus. 我要摸摸耶稣。
”I want to touch Jesus.
就是摸摸耶稣。这耶稣到底是谁
？Who is Jesus that they want to touch Jesus?
哇，那个演话剧之后，好多好多演员信耶稣。
After the drama, many many of the actors they believe in.
那些演员都是杀人犯啊，或者是关20年以上的人，很惨的那个，很严格的罪犯。
These are inmates that they qualify to be the maximum security prison. They some of them could be murderers and they have committed severe crimes.
所以弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们信耶稣。
We believe in Jesus.
不是知道耶稣
，not just to know about Jesus.
不是知道他是神
，not just to know about that he is God.
不是知道他爱我
，not to know that he loves me.
不是知道他很有能力
，not know that he is powerful.
乃是知道
，but we know that
他会改变我的生命。
He changes my life.
没有改变生命的信仰是没有用的。
A faith that does not change his life is useless.
如果只是挂一个名做基督徒，没有生命被改变的话，这个信仰对我们没有什么价值。
If someone is only Christian by name and the life has not been changed, then this faith, this belief, does not do us any good.
扫罗生命没有被改变
，Saul's life was not changed.
所以他失败得很惨。
So he felt a terrible failure.
你跟我呢
？How about you and I?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，让我们今天每一个人都在你的面前说，我要摸着耶稣。
Lord, may each and every one of us here can say that I want to touch Jesus.
我愿意神你的话语改变我的生命。
Willing that God, you in the word can transform and change my life.
只不只是做一个认识耶稣、知道耶稣的人。
Not just to be someone who knows Jesus, who knows about Jesus.
不是只是在理智上我们知道很多关于圣经的呀基督徒
Not to be, just to be someone who knows a lot intellectually about the Bible, about Jesus.
让我们的生命改变
May our lives be changed.
因为这样的话我们才能够越来越像耶稣
Because by only like this, we can become more like Jesus.
求主透过扫罗的失败来提醒我们
Lord, please remind us through the failure of Saul.
透过大卫的成功来激励我们
，and through the success of David to encourage us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名
，pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.